One, two people whose opinion I value greatly. Brother Johnny, today from the center of the universe, Philo, Illinois.
DVJ, I think I'll just stay up here as long as the weather holds.
Yeah.
It's nice here. It really is. Mike, are you in Chicago?
I'm in Newport Beach, California, on my way back to Chicago.
Unbelievable. Hey. He's in Newport Beach. How's your friend Fred?
He's fine, and his wife is really making a wonderful recovery. Elaine is hanging in there, and you know, since having the stroke, I think she's made marvelous progress. I mean, I don't know if we'll ever be 100%, but she's getting better and better.
Well, that's good. Fred's a great guy. I miss him. I miss Mr.
Yeah,
Fred.
A lot of fun. They had to teach me how to play gin.
That's good.
Well, what fun. And here is Mike Ditka at 534 Newport Beach, California. And the guy's up. He's up and ready to go and fired up. I mean, come on, coach. It's amazing. I don't know how you do your schedule.
Well, I'm all dressed. I'm ready to go to the airport. I'm sure when I'm done with you guys, I'll go to the airport about 6:30, get on a flight, fly back, and maybe I'll see my mother tomorrow for Mother's Day.
Hey, and how old is your mother now?
91.
Unbelievable. She's not still driving, is she?
Well, only because of her legs. Her mind is perfect. I mean, there's somebody drives her. She has a car. Somebody drives her because she's on a walker. Her legs aren't strong enough to stop, you know, push the brake and everything.
Unbelievable.
That's great.
It's unbelievable. So you have, I mean, she's okay, her sight, her hearing, pretty good, all that?
Believe it or not, it's really amazing. Everything's perfect. Her mind is great. Her eyes, great. She wears glasses, but she's as good as I do.
Unbelievable. And does she still offer some advice to Mike Ditka sometimes?
Oh, she's been, I was the firstborn, so I'm kind of her favorite. So she treats me.
Well, we're all blessed to have our mom still around, Johnny. That's for sure.
That's for sure, Steve. And you're a little bit of a pet, too. But anyway.
there we go.
I was just a baby. That's why. Let's get right into it. The biggest news story of the week is gay marriage. The president comes out probably after Joe Biden jumps the gun, or did he? In any event, he supports gay marriage. Barack Obama's forced a little bit to at least say, what does he believe? He comes out and says, it's my personal belief that gay people should be allowed to be married, although I think it's still up to the states. Politically, Johnny, is this the move to make this year?
I don't think it is. It's a point, one of those points of irreconcilable differences. That's one of those things that we're probably not going to agree on that. And I think it's pretty close to 50-50. And most presidents, rightfully so, presidents and presidential candidates, they'll kind of, oh, it's up to the states. Well, maybe civil unions are, they're just not gonna really delve into that issue. If you ask me about a man and a woman about their personal physical life, I don't want to talk about it, Steve. And if gay couple, Steve, you know what? I really, really don't want to talk about it. But I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah.
Why don't they leave us out of it?
Yeah.
And the president is not going to have that big an impact on someone's personal sex preferences. And we're not going to agree on it. So it's interesting that issue continually comes up. You know something, Mike? I think it's one of those things that if you're gonna go after a system or what we've talked about, an attack on a country, at least a very small group, that's a great agenda item to keep pushing because it'll always divide us. And if you're gonna break something down, you always have to keep people divided. That's one issue that always does it.
Yeah, well, you're right, and we were raised Christian, so we understood. You know, we were taught a certain thing. I don't care what other people do. They have a prerogative choices of the gift that God gave us, all of us. But, you know, to tell us that what we've known for our whole life, a marriage is a bond between one man and one woman, period. So now you can call it anything you want to call it, but, you know, it's okay. I mean, if that's the way this country's going and that's what they want to do, fine. But you understand why they did it. You got an election coming up. He's out there at Clooney's house last night.
No.
You know, you understand all the things that are going on, but I'm just saying to me, being raised the way I was raised. Not that's the only way to be raised, but that's the way I was raised, and that's what I believe, so I can't change from that.
All right, so Johnny, this is like the abortion issue. It's just one of those deals where we're just going to disagree.
Well, exactly, and I think Obama, it's an interesting insight, though. Barack Obama, in his mind, is the best president who ever lived, and I think he honestly feels that he can kind of settle this and say, well, I'm coming out for it. I'll settle it. I honestly see a guy who's going to have a hard time assimilating a loss. I think he honestly thinks he's unbeatable. I think he's going to lose. It's going to be an interesting year.
Now, meanwhile, here's one for you. The Washington Post prints 11 pages on Mitt Romney anecdotally bullying perhaps what might have been a different kid that could have been gay. 11 pages on this. Barack Obama's book that he voiced himself admitted to using pot, cocaine, and pushing a girl. So I don't understand. Are we going to go back to the 60s? Is this what...
But you do understand. Steve, that's different. You understand, and I understand, and John understands. Washington Post is a piece of junk. And you know what they are. They're a liberal wag, and that's exactly why none of this other stuff is brought up. Now, this thing happened with supposedly Romney in 1965. Stop it. Guys, I mean, hey, get out of here. This is a joke. And what these people were trying to do, it's ridiculous. Mitt Romney is a good man. I'm sure Barack Obama is a good man, too. But, you know, he can't do this stuff. This stuff makes no sense. But the right, like you said, 11 pages, that's a joke.
Well, and again, it's a case of trying to find an enemy, you know, trying to find somebody to attack, and you have to create.
They know the enemy. They're just figuring out how to bombard him right now.
So, and I don't think we're at the point where that's going to work politically. I could be wrong.
I hope not.
So, yeah, I hope not. That's for sure. I think, the Catholic vote just eroded another few percentage points, which I think is going to be below 50%. And when I say the Catholic Church, that's the whole Christian church community. I think that vote's way gone from Barack Obama. And that's an important vote. And I think the independent vote is gone. And I think he's lost Hispanic support. And I think the elderly are going to vote for him less. You just add up those groups, and the votes aren't going to be there. So he'll get a bigger margin in some areas, no question. But that's not how it works. So, Stevie, right now, I don't think he can win.
Mm.
Well, but he can change. He's president. He can switch. I heard him crawfishing on the gay issue yesterday a little bit.
I guess you can say one thing on Friday, an opposite on Monday, and you're going to get away with that?
Well, sure. I mean,
if you're with our media, you are. With our liberal media, you are, except if you go to Fox News and they hold the guy to the fire. I mean, you be honest with you. Let's face it.
So what does it mean if you keep changing? It doesn't mean much. I mean, you need to have someone with a little discipline and integrity that'll do something that might help the country and can stick to a principle that might work. And if there aren't any, then we're kind of randomly lurching from one point to the next. And I see that's kind of what we've been doing. So it's fun to watch, I guess. It's interesting, huh, Stevie?
All right, yeah. Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka, 742 on 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. Remember when I mentioned what if Barack Obama were to say, you know what, I want to go back to Chicago, I want to be with my family, would Hillary win? And the thought was, yeah, she probably would. Bill Clinton, this is just out in the last 5 minutes. Bill Clinton thought so little of President Obama mocking him as an amateur that he pressed his wife last summer to quit her job as Secretary of State, challenge him in the primaries. That's what a new book claims. The country needs you, the former president told Hillary, urging her to run this year. That's a conversation that Ed Klein says is true. And if it wouldn't shock anybody that they had the conversation. The question is, Hillary's out, right? It's too late, right?
Well, that was never an option. That would have just been a firestorm, and it wasn't. On the table, because politically the Democrats wouldn't have come together on that move. And I think what Bill was seeing is exactly what I'm seeing, is Obama's done. He can't win. We got to keep the White House. And Hillary very well may have been able to do it. They were stuck with Obama. Look, they're stuck with Jimmy Carter. Steve, we were stuck with George H.W. Bush, if you want to call it, quote, stuck with him, when it looked like it was bad. That's your candidate. He's president. So, interesting story. That's just an insight, because Bill Clinton knows American politics.
Yeah, he does.
You can say what you want about Bill Clinton, but that guy knows. Mike, that guy has a sixth sense. And if he's thinking Obama's going to, I don't know.
Well, it's all pretty interesting, guys, but then again, that's why they call it politics.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if Bill Clinton were eligible, wouldn't he win again? I mean, come on.
Probably would.
I mean, really, this is going to bring some rain if they think. But Bill Clinton just came out and did this spot for Barack Obama, so he's on the page in the camp. Now, he might come out and deny the book, but essentially Drudge is all over right now from the standpoint of he urged her to quit and run in the primaries. That would have been interesting. I'm not so sure she wouldn't have beat him eventually. It'd have been a firestorm.
Right. He could have ran with a motto, honey, do you believe me or do you believe your eyes?
Yeah, believe your own eyes. Hey, look, Steve, I said he was one of the more astute, had political sense, one of the most astute in America. I never said to believe anything he says.
All right, news from France. The new French president, Francois Hollande, says it's worse than we thought. Sarkozy wasn't being honest when he talked about the numbers. It's worse than we thought. Gosh, haven't we heard that before?
Oh, my goodness gracious. I inherited this. I can't get us out of this in less than 50 years. That's terrible.
Well, look, if you're in trouble or you lose, it's human nature to just blame someone. And if you're always in trouble and you always lose, then you're always going to blame someone. That's typical. It's just not very distinguished. Not very distinguished.
Yeah.
So if you're going to get in there and you want to say, okay, I can fix it, then get to work and try to do the best you can and quit whining.
Eric Holder, is anybody keeping a count on this? Eric Holder is suing Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio for civil rights violations. He wanted to have federal oversight. Arpaio said, why don't you clean up your own house before you try and clean up mine? I will not give up federal control. It's going to go to court. Eric Holder, I can't remember. Maybe it's happened in every attorney general's office, but I can't remember a guy suing his own guys so much. It's unbelievable.
Well, because, first of all, he's way out of bounds. Guys, listen, fast and furious thing, he's way out of line. The guy should resign is what he should do.
Well, if you've got any kind of ambiguity for one reason or another about the president, and well, he sure does look nice, and I like the first lady, but you're on the fence, then just vote for the other guy because of Eric Holder. He's the number one cop in the country, and he's corrupt. He's terrible. He is the worst attorney. Bring back Janet Reno. God bless Janet Reno. Unbelievable. Eric Holder is unbelievable.
Bring back Janet Reno. Could be quote of the day. Bring back Janet Reno. Wow. Listen, they've got Eric Holder up for contempt of court. This is also, I think, unprecedented for an attorney general.
Yeah, well, listen, they're going after him, you know, but it's just crazy. I happened to watch something yesterday, and I listened to Pelosi for 2 seconds, and I've never heard more nonsense in my life. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, these people, my God, what do you think? The American people are totally stupid. I mean, they made comments that come off the wall about this, about that, and it's ridiculous. I mean, you know, like I said, the gay marriage thing, that's totally up to the individual. That's the choice. But I said, being raised the way we were raised, it's contrary to what we were taught, that's all. And, you know, and that's what I believe. I believe you become a very permissive society, you become a bad society.
Well, and I think, too, what bothers me about the issue, Steve, is the word marriage, which was defined as a man and woman. If you want to call the union of same-sex couple something else, do it. But to take the marriage thing, it's not the same as a man and woman. You can try to say it's the same. They're not going to have any children. That's not my fault. I don't mean any disrespect, but if you're two men, you're not going to have any kids. You can adopt them, I suppose, nowadays, but there's a difference. In other words, it shouldn't be the same word.
Yeah.
And it kind of is an in-your-face challenge. It's, yes, it is. It's the same thing. And if you disagree, you're bad. Yeah. That's what bothers
me. Well, you get pounded. There's no question about it. You get pounded.
And it's not true. It's not true. Yeah. So.
All right, to the NBA, the Bulls are out. Celtics move on. Again, I don't really look up too much till the finals, but these guys do play hard in the playoffs, Mike. When you see these NBA guys, they put it all down there in the playoffs.
Well, I agree with you there. I really do. I mean, the Bulls made a valiant effort losing their two best players and not being able to, you know, continue on. It's a big disappointment to the fans in Chicago. You know, I watch the Celtics, and they're kind of doing it ugly. I mean, they really do it ugly sometimes, so I don't know where they come along the line matching up with the Heat. I don't know if they can match up with the Heat, you know. I like Thunder. I like some of those teams. I like to watch them play. They play good.
I'll tell you, that Thunder is a good team.
Oh, but they are.
They play hard. I'll tell you, my complaint again, we talked about how they played so many games and wearing people out, and I think that's one of the reasons Dirk went down. But then they aren't going to slow down in the playoffs. They'll give it 100%. These guys are supermen, but you've got to understand they are actually human. So you gotta take that into account. I think we had too many games this year.
Yeah. To the players, I love the Players' Championship, and what a gorgeous golf course. Johnny, you've played it. I've played it, the stadium course. Mike, I'm sure
you played
it. I don't
know if we were there.
I've played it many times. It's, it's pretty interesting. You know, you see some of these scores, and you look at a -7 and -1 run on that golf course, you go, wow. You know, I mean, well, you got to be really good to do that. I mean, these guys, you know, you think you in the Players' Championship, you have a right around par, 1-under, 2-under. Even you got a chance to make a run at it. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, Johnny, remember, you, Mike, I was playing 17. Johnny gave me a great quote. And the quote was, the good news is, let's see, the bad news is Steve missed the Island Green. The good news is Steve missed the water.
He missed the water, Mike. He was so far left, he didn't even go in the water.
It wasn't a bad approach. It's kind of where the drop ball was, where the drop shot is.
Yeah, it's a bad drop, someone. You got to chip it back across the water, right?
Yeah, but did you see Angel Cabrera? Did you guys see that?
No, I didn't.
Angel hit his first shot in the water, went to the drop zone. He chunked it. It went in the water. He went to the drop zone. He chunked it. It went in the water. I've never seen it. Angel Cabrera, major golf champion, got a 9 on a par 3. He left after the round. You were through from the tournament. But, I mean, to see a guy at that level, I mean, that just tells you how difficult the game is.
Well, and it happens to everybody.
Well, you're talking about a shot where they're probably hitting a wedge. That's all wedge. And I know, wedge, they're hitting a wedge.
Yeah.
So you're talking about a shot of 135 yards, 30 yards, and yet, you know, the risk-reward is severe, let's face it. You know, the reward, you're on the green, but the risk, if you're not on the green, you got a two-stroke penalty probably.
Yeah, but to have a golf, that might be the shortest par 3 on tour, Johnny. Yesterday it was 124 yards. 124 yards. I mean, it's crazy, but what a gorgeous golf course. Tiger's at 74. Is he coming back ever?
Well, I would hope he does, because I think, you know, contrary probably what a lot of people think, I think Tiger's good for the game. I really do. I think he's made his mistakes like a lot of other people in life. But he's struggling right now, guys. He only hit 7 fairways.
Yeah.
He's really struggling with the driver. That's the biggest problem.
Well, I'll tell you, though, Mike, you're right, I think. If he stays with the game, Steve, how many times did you write off Mickelson and Els, and they'd come back, and you kind of go in cycles. He's been kind of in a slump for Tiger Woods. Of course, he's had the issues, but things seem to be coming back slowly. And if he takes off again, he'll be right there. The problem Tiger's got is Tiger created a whole new generation of people who are swinging for the fence.
Yeah.
And when one of those guys is on, is Katie bar the door?
I mean,
Johnny, 150 of those guys every week can win a tournament. I mean, that's how good you are.
I know.
I mean, you got two guys from Europe on top of the leaderboard. I mean, these guys are just good. Who you don't think of Poulter and Larry? You know, you just don't hear these guys.
Yeah.
I mean, really,
but you watch those, Mike. You watch those drives, and when they, you know, when you're having a good weekend, and those guys, not only they go a long way, but they're shaping them.
Yeah.
Based on the
right.
Fairway, they're just going out. They're not that big a target either. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
I've tried to play that game, and I can't do that.
All right, and finally, NFL update. Apparently, Randy Moss is not showing much rust. The 49ers are going to be ridiculous this year, Johnny. Any word on Drew Brees and our New Orleans Saints? Are they going to sign this guy?
Well, I heard they're getting a little closer, Mike. I don't know if you heard anything, but I'm still sure they'll sign him, but that's because if we don't,
could be a position being taken, John, with all the things that have happened. This is kind of like almost a lost year for them.
Mm.
So I don't know what they'll do, but if they don't have Drew Brees, it will be a lost year. There's no question about that.
John, this is the year that the Super Bowl's playing a Super Dome. There's all kinds
of
hope.
We were looking like we could really make a run at it, and I don't know how we'll play. Again, Mike's right. We don't have a team right now. There's no team without Drew Brees.
Mm.
But with him, can they cobble together something like the offense and maybe have a a defense that can contend. We don't have to improve much on defense to equal last year. So, but I don't know. It's a lot of things. Nothing's go wrong. I still remember Mike on the sideline looking at a series of plays, and boy, when things go bad, they go bad, don't they?
That's cool.
Well, I went bad. There's no question about it.
Yeah. No, it was. I don't know if it was with the Saints, but it was just the nature of the game. When it starts going down, it seems to go down for a while, and then when it starts going up, yeah, everything goes right.
Well, I think the 49ers, with that defense and what they've added on offense, they're going to be awfully difficult to beat next year. They're going to be really good in San Francisco, Mike.
Yeah, I was laughing last night. We were talking. Who has it better than us? Nobody. I love Jim Harbaugh. He is really a player's coach. I mean, he is in their face, but he's on their side.
Yeah, yeah.
The respect. He does, yeah.
Hey, listen, God bless our moms, guys, and have a safe trip to Pittsburgh. Mike, thanks for joining us. Johnny, as always, a pleasure. See you at lunch. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Thanks, Stevie.
God bless you. Talk to you. Be careful. Newport Beach, California. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, and Philo, center of the universe this morning. 5 till. Connect FM 93.5, 95.3. This Wall Street.